Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
David Gorski from Science Based Medicine Blog.
As I like to say, naturopathy is basically a cornucopia of quackery.
Oh, gosh, that's funny. That's really funny. Do you write your own material? Do you? Because that is so fresh.
Is that the best you got, you dunderheaded skeptics? Naturopathy is just a cornucopia of quackery.
It's quackery.
Wow.
And they're always using the same shill argument, and they use the same gambit every time. Gambit.
Did you say gambit?
Gambit is the word of the day.
Gambit.
When is the last time you ever heard somebody use the word gambit in just common conversation?
No, just nerds that like the X-Men.
Yes, what I thought, too. I was like, X-Men. Yeah. This guy probably thinks he's like, Magneto or something. Probably has a helmet at home. And...
Probably. I think you need to explain. You got some explaining to do. Why do we open up with a guy, whoever he is? Some people know him.
Look.
You're going to name him?
I'm going to name him.
You are? Okay.
Yeah. And there's a reason for this.
Okay.
For a long time, I have been told by various people that this particular individual, we'll call him by his pseudonym.
Orak the Nipple Ripper.
The Nipple Ripper got added on, but... Yes. or Borax, I think is what I called him accidentally one time, but...
Right.
A lot of people have been apprehensive about bringing up his name, kind of like he's like... What was the name of that guy in Harry Potter, where you're like not supposed to say his name?
Oh,
Voldemort,
right?
Voldemort, yeah, don't say Voldemort, his name. You know?
And yeah, they really have tried to put the fear of whatever they are in everybody. That, you know, in many cases over the years, so-called quackbusters, those are the skeptics, those are the real, actually, they're, and many of them are actually sexual deviants. And I'm going to call them out on that, too, because...
Listen,
it's common knowledge now. The Amazing Randy, the kind of crazy stuff that they do at their conventions, and they're the ones that are supposed to be the defenders of science, attacking people like Dr. Oz or the Food Babe maybe Mike Adams or me or whoever. Because we're not real scientists, right? And if what they are is real scientists, I don't want to have anything to do with real science because it ain't real.
Listen, I'm not going to just sit here and go on a rant, but I just want people to understand that, my job, I've kind of assumed a different role here, or an additional role, in that I am going to make it my mission to empower people.
So far, so good.
Well, yeah, listen, you need to be empowered. You need to understand that there is nothing to fear with these people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are not scary. They're not powerful. They're not intimidating. They're the man behind the curtain, and David Gorski is the poster child of science clowns. And I'll go into more detail at another time.
Okay. All right, so you're calling them out, and I support you, Super Don. I think it's a good thing because, again, we alleviate the fear that doesn't need to be there regarding the stance of people like the Food Babe, like Dr. Oz, like our friends, you know, whoever they are, Dr. Mercola, right? Mike Adams, many people who have taken the heat for a lot of years for standing on principle, for revealing things that are very inconvenient for the pharmaceutical pseudoscientists. Did I say that? Yes, I did. In calling out the whole world is suffering from a drug deficiency or vaccine deficiency disease. Now, in Time magazine, they're going after the Food Babe again, right? When does it get old picking on a nice lady like Vanna Hari, right? She's taking the heat because, you know, in the past she might have made a mistake or two. Like, who hasn't? Yeah. Who doesn't?
Well, look, everybody. Oh, you know, scientists don't make mistakes.
No, of course not. Yeah. It's the religious sect of pharmaceutical mysticism.
Right.
She has 5 million readers, and they're freaking out over this. It's kind of like the reach of Mike Adams, our good buddy, the Health Ranger. Yeah. The reach of Dr. Oz, what, 2 million viewers a day on his show. They're freaking out.
Do you understand what it is that they are upset about, though?
Well,
mistakes.
No, but they're not true believers. They're not part of the same religious faith.
They're saying she has no medical or nutritional formal background. Mm-hmm.
You mean she lacks a degree?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
no.
Dr. Google.
You know, and they in a timepiece, this lady, Marion Nestle, she's a nutrition, food studies, and public health professor at NYU, an egghead research university there in the village.
Yeah.
Well, she says, she probably means well, right? This is how they kind of pat you on the head. All right, she means well. You're a nice girl. But don't think you can play around where we are, because we got the degrees, we got the heavy armor, right? And this is all about who gets to control the flow of information, the approved, sanctioned information. It's the Ministry of Information. These people who claim to be the mantle of science, they're operating on an Orwellian concept that the Ministry of Information is the only way you should get your stuff. And this, oh man, this democratization, if you will, of information through the interwebs, whatever they're called. No, we can't have that. And that's why they're attacking people like the Food Babe and Dr. Oz, who, by the way, when Dr. Oz did his show the other day attacking his attackers, just calling them out, he actually had the Surgeon General, Murthy, along with Elmo, talking about how important it is to vaccinate, and twice, not once, but twice in his show, he says, I agree with them, you should vaccinate.
Right.
And I've explained why, because that ticks off a lot of our friends, and I understand why he's doing it. He is. We've said this many times. He's sold out to be at the level he is in media. If he can sleep well at night with that, that's cool. That's his thing. He's doing a lot more good than he is harm by agreeing with Elmo and the Surgeon General. The thing is, if he disagreed with them in that moment, once or twice, he wouldn't have had a show the next day.
Yeah.
And I think that's important, perspective. Follow your bliss. If that's his bliss, I'm not going to knock him for it. But if he says something we disagree with, like Elmo and Murthy did, we're going to say that. Don't agree with him there, but I don't think he believes it. That's just my perspective.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't even care. I mean, if he wants to get vaccines, fine. I don't care. Yeah. Just don't take my right away to say no.
Exactly. Oh, in this timepiece, Super Don, Gorski's guru, Dr. Stephen Novella is referenced.
Yes. You know that guy? That's the other one. Stephen Novella. I had never seen or heard this guy before. After discovering that Gorski is just the guy that got his milk money taken away from him when he was in school. Stephen Novella is kind of like, you know, the loner, kind of heavyset guy that everybody made fun of because he always wore corduroys. I mean, okay. I'm looking at these guys and I'm going, why are people afraid of these guys?
Hmm.
I'll give you a little hint. Of where I'm going to go next with this. Maybe a lot of people don't realize this. People like David Gorski and Stephen Novella and Paul Offit,
right.
I have a little secret for you. They're not really doctors.
Ooh.
Now wrap your head around that.
Ooh. That's a good one. Should we let that fester like a wound
we'll let that
in their psyche?
Just at that
All right. That's a good one. By the way, this guy is called the Working Skeptic. He has podcasts and blogs, right? Oh, he's got podcasts. He's got blogs. He went after this Vanahari, the food babe. He says, it's almost like she's a food terrorist, right? She will target some benign ingredient that has a scary-sounding name. Her criteria is if she can't pronounce it, then it's scary. My criteria is if you can't pronounce it, you probably don't want to eat it. All right? The food terrorists, come on, man. You know who the terrorists are? They're the ones that are putting the poison in the food. Oh, but they're saying, oh, it's not poison just because it has a long name. Oh, I'll grant you that. I mean, I talk a lot of poison in homeopathic terms. Nux vomica, strychninum. Oh, my gosh, did I say that? Vipera.
Homeopathy is just a cornucopia of quackery.
Yeah, of course. It falls under the same concept. If you're out of molecules, well, I don't know. When you're lacking energy, are you saying that? You're out of energy. Anyway, I don't want to get into this much further than that, but I think it's an interesting thing, and I'm glad you opened up this to what's happening. And these so-called skeptics haven't seen the last, haven't heard the last of this, and I don't think they're going to be too happy with you, Super Don.
Skeptic is a really nice word to replace douche canoe with, you know? Skeptic. I'm a skeptic. No.
I think that is, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
All right. Well, hey, listen, you remember Dr. Oz and the Surgeon General appeared in a video, you know, promotional video to get kids, you know, their shots, right?
Yeah.
Not that they're their shots, but they want them to think that they're their shots, your shots, kid. Talk to your parents.
Wrote a great article on that.
Yeah, Jackson did, and we covered it with him as well. Now Forbes has an article that's like doubling down on this thing, saying, hey, you know, not only do we love what Elmo and Dr. Murthy did, the new Surgeon General, but why can't Surgeon General Murthy be the next Dr. Oz, right? We got to have somebody replace Dr. Oz because he's not a true believer like Dr. Murthy is.
Well, let's think about this for a second. Why would the Surgeon General not be able to become the next Dr. Oz? Maybe because watching the Surgeon General on TV is less entertaining than watching grass grow.
Yeah, give a listen and you'll see.
Don't think the
antibodies are like superheroes. They can spot the germs a mile away and kick them out before they ever make you sick.
So antibodies are the best superheroes ever.
All right, I've already fallen asleep. I'm sorry, I've already fallen asleep. It's not going to work. I know you like Murthy. And I, you know, listen, I bet Murthy's relatives in India, where I think he's got descent from India, I don't know if they're all so proud because they're probably homeopaths in his family. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But Elmo says you could, well, just get your shot.
Oh, no, thank you. Wait, that is so easy. Why doesn't everybody get a vaccination?
That's a good question, Elmo. That's a good question.
Yay, Murthy should replace Dr. Oz. Good luck. No one will watch.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Now let me tell you how much I am not impressed with medical degrees and Ph. degrees. How not impressed I am, especially when it comes, particularly when it comes to the issue of medicine, pharmaceuticals, health, healing, etc. One word will help you to understand why I do not hold people with degrees automatically in high esteem. It's got, well, let me just say it this way. It's multisyllabic. Super Don, you like that word, syllabic. Multisyllabic, this word. One word explains why I'm not impressed with medical degrees or Ph. degrees. Okay. Cholesterol. Cholesterol is the word, oh. Yes. I know you had a word of the day. This is the secondary word of the day, cholesterol. How is this possible? Why is it? Because they've been wrong for 50, 60, 70 years, and they're still wrong, and they still are not paying attention to the science. Science! Silence! Insolence! Even though cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease, has never been the cause of heart disease, will never be the cause of heart disease, they're still looking to bring out new drugs to reduce it. Even though the government expert panel that guides the government to say yes or no on stuff says, you know, we really need to rethink the cholesterol guidelines and yes, you can eat eggs again. They already know it, yet they're still coming out. Healthfinder.gov, check it out in the show notes. RobertScadbell.com will take you there. Show you what I'm talking about. New drugs class. A new drug class, right? A new class. X-Men, the next class for those science nerds. Slashes bad cholesterol, review finds. There's no such thing as bad cholesterol. Stop it! But if approved, these medications could be used by people who don't respond well to statins.
They're worried about muscle wasting, right? The muscle damage that's caused by removing, if you will, or depleting coenzyme Q10 in the mitochondria. Rhabdomyolysis, however you want to say it, you eggheads. A new class of cholesterol drugs that are looking to sharply cut bad cholesterol. LDL, they say, is bad. In people who don't fare well on the regular ones. The statin drugs, right? We already know the statins are failures at preventing heart attacks and strokes and the like. They are excellent at damaging your liver. They are excellent at reducing energy in your system. They are really horrible at actually helping you. They're excellent, however, in inducing neurological degradation, dementia, Alzheimer's. As I said, you want to forget about your life, go on a statin drug. Would it be true with these new drugs, the PCSK9 inhibitors? I love it. Personal communication system. What was PCS? Remember when Sprint used to be PCS? And I don't know what it stood for, yep. But it sounds like they're playing off on that. It's like, hey, everybody wants a new cell phone. We'll call it PCSK9 because everybody loves dogs, or most people anyway. We'll call it a phone with a dog, and yeah, everybody will buy it.
If you name it after something that sounds like R2-D2's second cousin, then yeah, it works.
Right. Star Wars is coming out again, so hey, let's go for it. And it's lowering, in at least 24 clinical trials are saying lowered cholesterol, LDL, by about 47% on average. Now, that sounds like a lot, but is it good for you to do that? And I would argue that even the peer-reviewed literature that they don't want to read or acknowledge shows that reducing cholesterol does not necessarily prevent heart attack or stroke. In fact, that cholesterol is vitally important for your ability to protect yourself from a breach of an arterial wall due to inflammation, injury, etc., for metabolic waste, poisons, toxins, all kinds of things. Trials so far, they acknowledge, have been short-term. It's not clear whether these new drugs really will extend people's lives. We don't know. But we think it will. We don't know. It's still early. But the data is exciting us, right? The researchers no longer have to use Viagra. They're so excited about this. Study was published recently in the April 28th edition of the Annals of Internal Medicine. What? I'm just talking like I need to be talking about this stuff. You know, and they acknowledge the intolerable muscle pain and weakness and breakdown of the old drugs. But hey, man, we've got these new things that are better. Are they really? You know what they do? They block a protein in the liver that helps regulate LDL. Uh-oh. Can you say untoward, unexpected catastrophes arising? Yeah. The unexpected catastrophe are neurocognitive effects. The patients on this stuff is reporting they're reporting confusion. They're reporting trouble paying attention. Hey, you know what? The doctors conducting the study, they're already taking the drug. They're confused, and they're not paying attention to anything we're saying here. Much less that which...
But you have low cholesterol.
Yeah, but they have low cholesterol. Whoop-de-frickin-do, my friends. Hey, when we come back, we have a question of the day. We're going to talk IBS as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My good buddy Paul Barrichello is back with some great news, even greater news about Echo Water and the science behind it.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about GMOs a lot. Studies are showing that in certain individuals, GMO foods are causing gut issues. And effectively, when the gut is damaged, these children can't produce gastric ghrelin, which is very important. And so autism is being tied to a lack of gastric ghrelin. But consumption of water with H2 gas, molecular hydrogen, increases ghrelin production, and they're seeing huge benefits to autistic children where it's actually reversing.
Molecular hydrogen is going to be helping a lot of folks.
Oh, yeah.
Echo Water can be found at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty?
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them 800-337-7017.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, if you're irritated, if you're upset, if you're anxious, whatever's going on, because the Robert Scott Bell Show is on, there's CBD for you. There's CBD. Calm you right down. And we're going to get into some IBS in a moment, from CBD to IBS. Megadeth, that band Megadeth, you familiar with them?
Yeah.
My son's getting into Megadeth now, from Metallica. He says there's a social consciousness to Megadeth I didn't know about.
You know, you've got the coolest son. I mean, we talk about music.
Oh,
sometimes.
No.
He's like, wow. He was born in the wrong era.
Wrong era. But, yeah, there was a song about it where they were talking about the government, corporations hitting on the farmer bad, you know, shutting them down, the whole scandal. It was interesting. I was like, I had no idea about that because that kind of that stuff passed me by. I was too...
I believe it's possible that might be a very popular one. It's called Symphony of Destruction.
Yeah, I believe that's right. Anyway, yeah. It's interesting. You know, you can dismiss metal music if you want, but there is a lot of social consciousness in there if you know where to look. So, anyway, just had to mention
that. Yeah, Rage Against the Machine. That's the one you need to check out.
Okay, all right. We're getting there. A little symphony music, please. Okay. Now for some Neil Diamond Symphony and Elmo. There's a very real link, evidently, between psychological stress and irritable bowel syndrome, doctors acknowledge. That's why people who suffer from the pain, diarrhea, and constipation associated with the syndrome often get referred to a psychologist. Sounds like a commercial, doesn't it? Come see me. I can take it away. Your IBS isn't real. It's all in your head. Well, the headline says it isn't all in your head, but they are encouraging you to look into psychotherapy and drugs, SSRI drugs, or maybe anti-anxiolytic drugs. But that's why I say CBD, much preferable. And listen, I can understand the anxiousness and anxiety. Think about it this way, Super Don. Can you imagine you're getting ready to go out to work or go out to meet some friends, and you don't know at any moment during that morning, day, or afternoon, you could be visited by explosive diarrhea. That's going to cause some anxiousness, is it not?
That would. That'd be very stressful, absolutely.
So, I'm not knocking the reality of there are emotional components to diseases, particularly IBS, when you don't know how long you can last before. You better get to that bathroom before it's a disaster, right? But their idea, of course, maybe a little bit of talk therapy, but especially the anti-anxiety drugs may be good for you. But in this article, the classic thing, again, why I'm not impressed with people that have degrees, just because they have a degree, it's not impressive. Doesn't mean that people with degrees couldn't be impressive. That's not what I'm saying. But the very basic, I have a degree, I'm impressing you because I have one. I could give a flip less. It's what you do with the information you have access to now, and there are many people who are way smarter than people with PhDs even, and they've never been to college. Yeah, it happens. And I'm all for that, if you can do it.
No, but what was the motivation to go to college to get the degree?
To be superior to your peers that you no longer have.
Yeah, you dig a little deeper there. There's another name for that.
Piling higher and deeper? Is that what you're talking about?
We'll talk about it another time.
Okay. Shoveling dew. No, that's later. We've got a UK health radio update. We got Amanda Thomas, and you know, Amanda's on and Super Don in the house. They're going to talk about poop somehow, some way. So be prepared for that, my friends. Also,
We were just talking about IBS. You brought up poo first.
It's true. All right. You see, you're paying attention much too closely to the host. Don't do that. I can't get away with anything here. Also, Stephen Huer is back. We're going to talk about successful mercury detoxification strategies and protocols. And we have another hometown healer. Really cool guys. Overcome a lot of painful conditions and surgeries, and you may learn a bit more about the Venus flytrap. That's right, carnivore. Very cool stuff coming up. But right now, IBS, in the article, quote-unquote, point blank, they say it, there is no cure for IBS. Liar! Liar! They're lying to you. There's no cure. They don't know of one. Not with drugs, of course. But then they say, well, there are a few studies comparing cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, right? IBS, CBT, not CBD, CBT, to other forms of treatment, including antidepressants. Again, promoting things that have nothing to do with the real nature and cause of IBS. Now, this is one of my wheelhouse scenarios. I had a lot of gastrointestinal distress in my life that I had to overcome. That's why I'm passionate about bringing the power to heal back to all of y'all, in regards to intestinal fortitude and not falling, succumbing to the lies that say, well, I have a degree and I say there is no cure, thou shall be no cure. IBS has been called the number one health problem no one wants to talk about. Why? Because it's not polite to say, listen, at any moment I could have explosive diarrhea. It's kind of embarrassing and it's very traumatic to me. I understand why the people don't talk about it.
I'm keeping count here on how many times you say explosive diarrhea today. Carry on.
I'm not even trying to be funny. This is serious. But my point is we know what causes it.
gastrointestinal inflammation. Oh, then it must be the epithelial lining. Kill the epithelial lining! No, don't kill the epithelial lining. That's what caused the problem. Who killed it? What killed it? The people with PhDs and MD degrees.
The guys who say there is no cure.
The guys that say there is no cure. They caused your disease. They gave you iatrogenic IBS via antibiotic. They gave you iatrogenic IBS via vaccination. Via synthetic chemicals that Vanahari, the food babe, says is scary, and I agree. Oh, but there's not enough science to support it, and besides, she doesn't even have a degree in that field. Talk to all the people with IBS who are being told there is no cure, except eventually we're going to cut out your intestines and give you this plastic bag to wear outside your abdomen. I don't give a flip about Doug Rees anymore. Not that I did for a long time, and I even sort of have one, but I don't rely upon it. In fact, I learned more outside of the realm of the traditional education.
You know, there's nothing wrong with education.
Yes, there is. There's wrong because the wrong people are teaching it. The people who are trying to control it and keep people dumb.
I wouldn't even say, I'd say that's part of the problem.
Okay, all right.
There's nothing wrong with the degree. A degree is just a piece of paper. That's all a degree is, right?
Yeah, that's true. What do you do with it?
What people want that degree for and what they use it for.
I'm being really hard on folks with degrees now, and those people who are not offended and they have degrees, they know what I'm talking about. If you're offended and you have a degree, then you're in denial. Remember that word, denial? We love that word here. About certain aspects of the diploma mill, right? The idea that you can, I went to a real school. I went to an Ivy League school. And I have a real diploma. It's like, what does that mean? When you go out, you graduate, you have an MD degree, and you say there is no cure for IBS. That's a lie. We've been reversing it for years here. But it's not approved by government or the people from Harvard. Well, maybe some of them. Some of them who I've helped overcome it, perhaps. But it isn't about me either. It's about the access to information. It's about the many healers in naturopathy. Oh, well, that's just a cavalcade of quackery, right, as we heard at the opening of today's show, by the people who want to limit your access to information that is not approved by the Ministry of Information. These are Orwellian collectivist dunderheads that have very small you-know-whats and very large egos, and it's not compensating enough. It will never compensate enough for what they don't have. Integrity, a love of freedom, a love of learning that goes beyond their hallowed institutions or halls where they get those very valuable to their minds degrees that people today go into such debt they will never get out of that debt. That's not very smart either. I think I've said enough, but IBS, just look it up in Unlock the Power to Heal, TMB, RSB. We wrote the book, the critical part for me that I wanted to get out, and thank you to Ty for helping me to get it out there. Is the silver aloe protocol for a gut recovery. The silver hydrosol, the aloe vera that carries it in, Stockton Aloe 1, aloe1.com. You can order it. They'll ship it to you fresh frozen. And you can start on that. Get your probiotics from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, that time of the day again, question of the day. This one's coming all the way from South Africa. Yes, South Africa. Thanks again to Ty Bollinger because the quest for the cures continues, reaching all over planet Earth. Hi, Robert. I recently saw you appearing in the Truth About Cancer series. Firstly, I must say how encouraged I feel about the fact that there are healthcare professionals out there, such as yourself, who make use of what nature offers in order to heal people. I will add an amen to that. I was recently diagnosed with a chronic Coxsackie B virus, various strains, infection, which had plagued me for over a year. Four different doctors could not give me an accurate diagnosis. Finally, this year, by the grace of God, I managed to find a doctor who was clued up with this condition and diagnosed me immediately, confirmed later via blood tests. The unfortunate thing is that this doctor believes in pharmaceuticals and not natural products and nutrition to tackle this illness. He believes this condition has no cure. And she capitalized no cure. Isn't that interesting? According to conventional medicine. Okay, well, if you got your diagnosis and then they say there's no cure according to conventional medicine, you could stop there and now you go find natural stuff, right?
At least it was a complete sentence this time.
Totally. No, it was very good.
Dowie Venter in South Africa writes this. I assume it's a female. I apologize if it's not, because Dowie, D-A-W-I-E, I'm not familiar with the name here in the States. She says, I am currently receiving Celestone and Beriglobin injections over a six-month period. Celestone the first 2 months and Beriglobin for the entire 6 months, once a month. My doctor says this will merely get my immune system strong enough to suppress the virus, but that if my immune system takes a dip, the virus would flare up again. I refuse to believe that there is no way to cure this condition, and I believe that nature is the answer. What would you suggest to a patient in such a case? How can this be treated and cured by using what nature offers us? Well, in South Africa, you know what I would do? I would go online to carnivora.com and order some carnivora and get on one of those plans pretty intensely. And over the next couple of months, you're going to see some shifts happen, okay? In a good way, in a positive way, in a powerful way. I'm talking simple. There are many more complex things that I could recommend to you. We've talked about silver and its ability to be virostatic, to stop viral replication, if you get the silver hydrosol that we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you can get it in South Africa, I don't know. But I bet you could have stuff shipped to you, or if you come to America, bring it home. You know, take
or
a nice
if
vacation.
You were lucky enough to find a place that might administer it in different ways, there might be more effective ways to deliver that in a way that would help.
Yeah, if you find doctors that are willing to introduce it in your body in different ways, that is true. But even oral use. But the carnivore, I think long-term, because we're talking about immune dysregulation, we need to modulate that immune system up. Go to carnivora.com, Dolly, and check it out and see what you can do. And we'll talk again another time when we have more time. All right, when we come back, Iowa. No, it's heaven. No, it's Iowa. No, get out of the Capitol building. Why did they evacuate the Capitol building?
Their irritable bowel syndrome.
Everybody had IBS all at the same time? Could it be? And it wasn't a durian from Thailand. So what is it? We'll get down to it after this.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, tomorrow, the 29th of April, that's Wednesday, I'll be coming at you live from Hooters. No, not Hooters, Hoovers. That was funny.
Hooters?
I tried to like send a message out like that, and I was writing Hoovers, and it auto-corrected me to Hooters, because it's like, I don't know Hoovers, it's Hooters. No, I'm not going to be lecturing and broadcasting from Hooters, it's Hoovers. Hoover's
Honey,
Market.
Did you say you're going to Hooters? No, Hoover.
Hoovers, right, Hoovers, right. We're going to buy some vacuums. No, Hoover's Market. It's a health food store in Altamont Springs, north of Orlando. Very nice family that runs it, and I think it's a Seventh-day Adventist group. They're closed on Saturdays, the Sabbath of Saturday. But great people, and if you say you have a pet, they'll sell you raw milk. Awesome stuff. I'm not getting, no, just only if you have, for your animals. We're not allowed to sell it to people, just what I'm saying. But great people there, and they've got a lot of good stuff. We're going to be talking about the immune system and gastrointestinal health. I'm hoping my buddy Paul Barretero is back from his world tour, because I'd love to add some hydrogen, molecular hydrogen, into the mix. I think they have the Echo water right there that people can buy. So that's going to be cool. So links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please say thank you to all our wonderful sponsors. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 6 days a week. We just had another comment come in from Kathy. She says, hi, RSB and others. I get my healthy radio addiction from you guys. Wondering if we could start a petition or something on social media to have Dr. Suzanne Humphreys debate Dr. Offit on the vaccine issue. Super Don, you don't hold out much hope for things like that, and I understand why.
You know what, and it's hard to understand at first, but you don't want to do that, because the debate is already over before it begins. These guys have done this mind thing to everybody, and they've written the rules. They've set the terms of the debate, and so you cannot debate them. It'd be interesting probably to listen to, But it would be no different than a Democrat or Republican debating each other about becoming president, or two people debating about gun control or abortion or global warming or any of those things. That's all it is. It's just a distraction. If you want to debate them on something that they have no leg to stand on.
Strategy, I think. Strategery, I think, even better. The point is, it's not even worth engaging them in debate because their tactics are not to debate, specifically
to avoid
any and all debate.
It's not like they're going to go, okay, yeah, you're right.
The only thing you can do is discredit them, show them up for the tactics that they engage in to show how not scientific they are, how they are, as you said, not really doctors. Ooh, that's got to hurt.
They're human. But if you cut them, they bleed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're human.
Right. Yeah, you're not telling people to cut them. That's not what you're saying, though.
No,
inciting violence. Here.
But if they cut themselves while shaving, especially most of the female skeptics, the beard thing, kind of gets.
Ouch! But all right.
No, listen. You don't even have to discredit them. They discredit themselves. You just have to know where to look for it.
Yeah. So Taffy, don't worry about it. Don't even worry about engaging in debate with the offits of the world. They're sad little men. Some are not even men. But we'll get more to that later. Now, if you're in Iowa, our friends in Iowa. Joni, isn't Joni in Iowa? Joni Abbott. I wish we could reach out to her about this one. But the Iowa Capitol building was evacuated just recently. Was it a terrorist scare? No. Something was smelling something, and it wasn't somebody with IBS. Turned out, after evacuation, they found out it was a burning bowl of macaroni and cheese.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, the old burning mac and cheese ploy to get everybody out of the building there in Iowa.
That's right. Somebody left it in one of the microwaves, I guess, in the break room, and they cleared out the building thinking that it had been some kind of a threat or something.
Right. They're probably going to blame the food babe because it was probably Kraft mac and cheese with the wrong kind of chemicals, and she would have said no, and we would agree with her. Right?
Yes.
You heard about Kraft mac and cheese reformulating even though they had done it years ago in Europe? And this is the kind of thing that upsets those people that we're not real pleased with, right, out there that are going after Oz and going after the food bay, going after all of us. Because if it's got a long name, then it's scary and you're not scientific. Anyway, go read it, look it out, check it out. The mac and cheese burnt in a microwave. Please don't use a microwave except for a storage unit or a timer, but nothing else. Don't cook in those. Don't eat those things. That's it for this hour. We got a great hour coming up. Stick around, my friends. We got Stephen Hewer detoxing mercury. We've got a health update from the UK and a political update from the UK, as well as a hometown healer and more. This is the place, Health Freedom Healing Liberty, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction
auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.